This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to Trader Nick for the latest from the global markets. Nick, good afternoon from London, and it is still morning where you are.
Hey, Johnny, good to be back with you. Yes, and a very eventful morning at that rate.
Absolutely, yes. I suppose the headline is the latest US CPI numbers, with US prices rising to their fastest rate in 3 years, inflation now at 4.2%, which was just about where market expectations were.
That's right, 4.2% came in line with expectations. That said, it is up from the previous number at 3.8%. And as you pointed out, a multi-year high in terms of the inflation story. Felt like 6 months ago, we had just kind of started to see the victory being declared on inflation, or at least getting close to it, right? We were trending towards the 2% target. Many other central banks already saw that the 2% CPI get hit. And so we're generally seeing progress on the inflation story. Things have obviously changed with the Strait of Hormuz closure, the Middle East uncertainty. And of course, today's CPI report kind of confirms what the market had been anticipating. And I think that's worth mentioning because the price response from markets generally was seemingly positioned a little bit more fearful of further spikes in inflation. We saw the dollar give back some gains on the day despite this number coming in line with expectations. There was also on the core CPI side of things, it was just a tad cooler than anticipated. So seeing some maybe some positive signs there. But that being said, the consumer price index still at an absolute rate of 4.2% poses some challenges. It is definitely a number that gets the attention of central banks, especially if this conflict in the Middle East is a persistent one. The longer this takes place, the longer this number is likely to generally trend higher. We were just talking before we started the podcast about where oil prices have been. And maybe what's meaningful there is, yes, they have not blown out to 150 to 200, but they have stayed meaningfully elevated for multiple months now. And we're seeing it make its way, seeing the effects of that make their way into the consumer price index, as well as the producer price index, which comes out tomorrow. Last time around, the producer price index year on year hit 6%, which significantly surprised market expectations. So tomorrow's producer price index will definitely be one to watch. And again, another measurement of inflation that is further up the chain. And the old saying in producer price land is that they make their way, that the stats make their way to the consumer within the next few months, 2 months or so. So usually if they pass on those prices to the consumer. So I do think that tomorrow's producer price index will be very important given all of that said.
And of course, the inflation numbers very much are tied in with what is happening in the Middle East and the price of oil. And as we've seen over the last 2 or 3 days, Nick, things have ramped up in the ongoing war, which I don't think we can call a ceasefire now, with Iran trading new threats of further action after the two sides exchanged strikes, some quite serious, actually. Trump has said that Tehran had taken too long to negotiate a deal and would now, quote unquote, have to pay the price without giving specific details. That is, to a certain extent, reflected in the oil price, although looking at it, it's not quite as high as one would might expect.
Yeah, and it was, you know, very clear leading up to this. Trump had said many times the not wanting to, but maybe feeling the necessity to, I guess, to further escalate at this point, drawing the conclusion himself that Iran would have been in a better spot to have taken some kind of a deal, to find a deal. And now the case that they have not made any sort of deal, he may feel pressure to follow through on his, you know, warnings in the past. So I think that's what makes the market a little unsettling here. With all of that said, if there's that vagueness of what's going to happen next, markets certainly don't like that that lack of clarity. And again, we kind of had gotten used to ceasefire extensions, kind of like the tariff dynamic. But if we're going to see an escalation again, of that circumstance, it becomes very tricky. And, you know, oil prices, again, they're sitting at just $90 a barrel. To be completely candid, had I seen this headline, I would have anticipated oil to be up more than it currently is. I would have expected, you know, maybe a 5 or 6% jump on the day, but markets are kind of still maybe holding out a little bit of hope that there will be sort of a last second reversal of this. That being said, the NASDAQ S&P 500 have actually been a bit resilient here, bouncing back from the lows of Tuesday's intraday sell-off that we saw that was pretty violent. NASDAQ, S&P holding up okay, given all of this, and maybe hanging their hat a little bit on the okay CPI report and overall good earnings season that we have had in the stock market world. But yes, dollar index giving back a little bit of gains here today that it's recently had, and oil up just 1.4%. Given the headlines, I would have anticipated something a little bit more. But part of the reason for that is that, again, Iran kind of did respond in the sense that they took down a U.S. helicopter, which was seen by the market as sort of a oh, you know what moment. And we saw a large, you know, kind of intraday drop on that kind of quote unquote response from Iran. So I think there is a lot of uncertainty in the region. There is an ongoing news headline cycle that, you know, we had kind of gotten used to it just being ceasefire after ceasefire. Now everyone's kind of looking around the room and saying, okay, what next?
Now looking ahead, Nick, on Friday, it's a big day for Elon Musk and SpaceX with the much-awaited IPO.
That's right. And set to IPO on Friday, it is somewhere in the neighborhood of a $2 trillion valuation, setting a record for the largest IPO in history. Now, of course, this company has been private for a number of years, and many, you know, kind of private equity credit world stuff has gone off in the backgrounds, but this will be the first time that the average, you know, average Joe retail trader or investor can potentially buy shares of SpaceX. Now, of course, we talked about previously, historically speaking, IPOs are very, very volatile, especially for big names. Heavily anticipated IPOs like this tend to gather a crowd, if you will. So we'll see how that all impacts the markets. I think one of the biggest things for the broader market is how it is received is important, because there's a lineup of other major AI-related IPOs set forth for the rest of this year. For example, OpenAI, Anthropic, these companies coming public will look to SpaceX to set the record straight. Of course, within SpaceX, you have XAI. And so you have all of these companies kind of lined up and watching how the first penguin goes off the cliff, if you will. And there's a lot of pent-up energy around this IPO. Some people have made the attempt to say that part of the reason the market has been pulling back the last few days is perhaps investors raising cash in order to buy the IPO when it releases. So will be very interesting to see how that plays out on Friday, and likely will be very volatile. Of course, we'll be covering the podcast on that day, so maybe we'll get some updates then.
Yes, looking forward to speaking to you about that on Friday. Until then, have a great day.
Thanks, Shawnee. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.